This year, the Shorebird Festival will offer over 100 events, from workshops and field trips to film screenings and activities for young birders. Robbie Mixon is the Shorebird Festival director, and she says the event is expected to attract about 1,000 attendees this year.
And that includes locals and people from around the state, as well as others from outside. And we often have a few international people as well. If our registration numbers follow the same patterns as they have over the last few years, it will probably be our biggest year yet.
But one of the festival's most important guests almost didn't show up on time.
Songbirds are definitely behind, probably at least a week, or at least a week for most species. Some species like fox sparrows, maybe two weeks later than average arrivals.
Aaron Lang co-owns a Homer-based birding tour operation, Wilderness Birding Adventures.
We're just now getting our first warblers into the neighborhood, and swallows are coming back, but things have been a little sluggish with songbirds.
Lang says it's anyone's guess why the birds are late, but he says wind conditions may have prevented them from flying established routes to Alaska. Weather near Homer has also been colder than usual, which may be another factor.
It's the food availability that goes along with that. Obviously, insect-eating birds are not going to be finding many insects if it's been in the low 30s or mid-30s for most of April.
But Lang isn't concerned. He says if the conditions are favorable for breeding, songbirds will do just fine. He says shorebirds, on the other hand, are arriving on time. Lang says it's hard to say why shorebird species such as the western sandpiper, the dunlin, and others weren't affected by cooler weather and wind conditions.
My guess would be it's just shorebirds are stronger flyers. Maybe their routes are different. Maybe the shorebirds are dependent on food that is there.
There's more good news for birders this year. Shorebird populations, which have been downsizing for decades, seem to be stabilizing. Birder George Matz monitors populations around Homer for a local birding group known as Ketchumak Bay Birders.
I mentioned this precipitous drop since the 70s, but I don't think that's true anymore. I think that it's kind of leveled it off, so we're seeing maybe some recovery.
Like Lang, Matz isn't too concerned about songbird species arriving late. But he says climate change's effect on migratory birds is something to keep an eye on. Matz adds that insect-dependent species on the North Slope arrived late a few years ago, but the insects hatched early.
There wasn't a matchup between that food supply, and so there was a big starvation. A lot of birds just starved.
Matz says conditions in Ketchumak Bay should not cause any problems past a few late arrivals this year. The Shorebird Festival runs from May 10th to the 13th, and most species should stick around until the third week of May. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.